coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
Oh, my God. We got a laugher in here, huh?
That made me happy.
I know.
That made me happy. That was really up. I want to talk.
I know. I'm so excited. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. And what a great day again. You know, I'm like, I don't know. You know, I love doing hair, but on Thursdays, I'm like, okay, I've got through my big day, you know?
Yeah.
So anyways, I welcome everyone to the Kim Pagano Show. Marcia, welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being here this whole weekend with me.
Woohoo!
I know. We had a really good time yesterday.
That was really fun.
She started my day off well.
Yeah,
it was so cool. She brought a little coffee basket. And, you know, it's funny. I was like, I'm going to follow that act. Because, you know, when somebody does something that it just works, I love that. So, and you were saying somebody else used to do that, and it's like, you know, when you find something that you love and it kind of just works, do it. Don't be like, oh, God, I'm going to copy her or whatever. No.
Well, not exactly. That wasn't the coffee. It was just a friend of mine's mother always did very kind
little gestures.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really kind, and I appreciate that.
Yeah. So. And I didn't do it for that reason. I just needed coffee.
But. I know, but I'm going to give you credit, okay?
Thanks.
So, all right. And in our studio today, we have Dr. Adrienne Laura. We've got the doctor in the house, and
Definitely.
Welcome.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Yeah. Yeah. So you call yourself the real Dr. Laura, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. I inherited the name. I was born into it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you are an OBGYN out here.
Right.
Local.
Yes.
Right. And, you know, when I first met you, you seem so passionate.
I think I am. We were talking just before the show started, Kim, about finding our purpose in life. And I feel as though I've found mine, which is to heal women, which real simply put is to make them feel well and make them happy. So, but on the more medical and Western part of things, I'm an obstetrician gynecologist. I actually was born in Oxnard, raised in Oxnard, went to local schools, became a nurse at Ventura College, worked at in Hawaii for a couple of years, but actually most of my nursing career was at Ventura County Medical Center, but never lost sight of a dream to be a doctor. And so at 31, I started medical school in Boston, and I went to Boston University School of Medicine and thought I would stay in Boston for 4 years, but it turned out I got trained at Harvard. I got accepted at Harvard Medical School at Beth Israel, so I trained there and then stayed on an additional 9 years teaching young doctors how to be obstetrician gynecologist.
Oh, so you were teaching also.
Yeah, a clinical professor there at Harvard. So that's part of being on staff at Harvard is that you will teach. And we were taught at Harvard that to touch is a chance to touch is a chance to teach. And I think we discussed the etymology of the word doctor, which is Latin, and it means to teach. If you ask 10 people, what does the word doctor mean? They'll say heal or to cure, but it really means to teach. So one of the philosophies of my practice is that I enter a collaborative partnership with women. And I think that's how women want to be treated. It shows them respect.
I like that because that's kind of what we do here is I partner. I mean, we just talked about that. We partner with my sponsors. We partner with my listeners. I want to be your partner. I want to be your outlet to find the, you know, connections that you need in your life. And so yesterday I was actually asking for the most amazing people and most passionate people in their industries. And we started out with women. And
right.
Here you are. So I love
amazing.
That.
I tell you know what, we're on the same same path here because I will often tell patients, which they don't often hear with physicians, everything you have to say to me today is important. And I'll tell them, I went to medical school for you.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really important. And people, you know, I mean, that's kind of when I'm doing hair, I'm in that moment. I want to do everything I can to make your moment when you walk out of there feel like, you feel better.
Healed.
Know? healed.
It's just healed.
Yeah.
It's a healing.
And I'm working from the outside in. You're working from
but
the inside
healer,
out.
But you're a healer. Trust me. Exactly. I go to my hairdresser for healing.
Yeah.
I do.
It is. I mean, really, you look good, you feel good, you do good. It's all there, you know. Well, if you are just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And I'm Kim. I'm here with Marcia. We've got Dr. Laura, and we got Boomer on the line. I want to give out our phone number here, 805-639-0008. And we're going to be talking a little bit about, okay, guys out there, you know, but a lot of men want to know, you know, what's going on with my wife or why is she feeling this way?
Right.
Do you have a lot of men that you...
Actually, what I do have, and it's proved very interesting, is I have a lot, and this is over the last, I've taken care of women as a doctor for over 20 years, and I'm noticing that there's a bigger trend of men attending the visits with their spouses or their girlfriends. And I'm not talking just the obstetrical visits where they're pregnant. I'm talking they come in for the pap smears. They come into these visits, and it's proved really wonderful.
Well, you know, I mean, I think it's really important. You know, we kind of
Wait till you get to this, Marcia.
I know, Marcia's
shaking her head.
Sorry. I know. Well,
no, these are 24-year-old men who come in for the pap smear. And okay, Kim, you got me right here. I invite them to observe the exam with me so that I might teach them something about women.
Really?
Yes.
See, I kind of agree
totally
with Marcia.
I'm
I know,
sorry.
Yeah.
But let me
that's
tell
like
you
your
how
little
it
private
starts.
Time,
maybe
right?
That's from being 50. I don't know.
I think it is. I'm in my 50s, too. I would never have even thought that a boyfriend would come with me. That is my private time, my private parts, regardless of what our
relationship
is.
Well, it's not that. It's there's boundaries, and I just don't think... Well, that's just personal. I think that's personal.
And I think women are different.
Yeah.
The women that we've raised are different. They're more open. They're more the communication with their boyfriends is different.
It's not only that. It's everything if you've noticed a younger generation of anybody from 25 under, they have no privacy. I mean, you look
at
their
Facebook.
They don't think anything's private.
Right.
So I can understand why this would.
And I heard something out about their social, not social boundaries, but they're not going to be as they're socially more accepting of controversial things that we thought were controversial. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Let's just put this out there. And I know this is, you know, kind of a real personal topic here.
I know. It's like grit my teeth a little bit
because
it's not what we thought we'd talk
about.
Well,
see, and that's really what happens on my show. It just kind of happens, you know. But I do want to give out our phone number at 805-639-0008. We've got Boomer on the line. Also, he's on Facebook on the Kim Pagano Show. And also, you can log on to my website, KimPaganoShow.com, and you can Twitter on Kim Pagano Show if you want to ask a question or, you know, just make a statement. And you don't have to put a name to your statement, but, you know, get involved. I think it's really important. We've got some really great things that we're talking about, and that's what we do here on the Kim Pagano Show. I'm real. And I really want to just, you know, those things that you maybe never have any chance to talk to somebody, or you go in for a mammogram, or you go in for, a pap smear. And usually the doctor's got, okay, here, you know, that little bit of time. Right now is your time to ask a question that maybe is out of the box. So I do want to do that. We've got Dr. Adrienne Laura, and she is an OBGYN, and she is celebrating women. And
I'm going to take off a little bit on what you said, because in my practice, I think what's really important, or what I believe and have studied, is what a woman really wants from a gynecologist. And we don't want to be seen just as a pap smear. I think you want to have a relationship with your doctor if they're going to be examining you in anything of an intimate way, which all doctors do. I think you want your doctor to know you, and I do spend time understanding who the person is, because I do believe that who the person is affects what their health is like. And we talk a great deal about where you're at in your life, what's gone on in the last year. And my patients, and I'll ask them directly what's going on in terms of their health, And I think that women have a great ability to communicate and articulate. We haven't always been complimented on it. Believe me, my ex-husband used to tell me I had a motor mouth. But that was my ability to communicate and articulate. And in the office, if I ask a woman and the proper questions, she will tell me not only what's going on with her, what she thinks caused it, what she wants done about it, and when she wants it done.
But why is it that, your gynecologist is the only doctor that does that? Because mine does that, too. She's fabulous. I love my gynecologist.
Good
it's
for
like
you.
A relationship you have.
And
yes.
Do you have a woman?
Yeah.
See,
I wouldn't go to a man.
Well, and that's a really interesting question. Okay, topic right there is I actually have a man, and I love him. Okay?
That's great.
But he's not going to know how I feel. Do you know what I'm saying? He's really
well, that's
not going to.
I always felt like I.
But he is. Know, he's probably.
When you say you have cramps, I want the woman to understand what that means.
Right.
I want the doctor to know. Okay.
Yeah, she's been there. So I really value, you know, of finding a great OBGYN, a doctor that's going to go through your life with you.
Right. And,
be real.
You know, we were talking about my youngest patient is 9 and my oldest patient is 93. So I have a real age group that I see. And each age group is specific. You have the, you know, the preteen, and then you have the teenage group or the adolescent group, and then the reproductive age group, perimenopausal group, and then postmenopausal. And so there's special needs at each time that can all be addressed by a gynecologist.
Well, and I do have a question about that. I have a 15-year-old daughter, and when do you know to take them to a gynecologist versus, I mean, if they're not sexually active, when do you know to take them to a gynecologist?
Oh. Great question, and I'm glad you brought it up again at the last show we talked about it. The American College of OBGYN, the guidelines right now are that your first pap smear should be at 20 years of age. But I told Kim, if you talk to Dr. Laura, I tell you that their pap smear, their first pap smear should be at 18. And why is that? Because we're going to capture more young women. They're still at home, usually when they're 18 years old, and I like it to be an event where their mother either comes with them or encourages them and teaches them how to take care of themselves. So a lot of times at 20, they're out of the house.
So you don't think that necessarily they should go and have just a conversation with the gynecologist just to get used to it before they ever have to have a pap smear?
No, I do feel that way. And I have many patients who come in with their parents. And in fact, when I was in Boston, I was known as the doctor to go to for your first exam.
Because I did that with my daughters, both of them.
Yeah, just to meet, and I talk to them about what I do. Yeah.
And talked about all the diseases. Mm-hmm.
And frankly, even though, you know, if your child doesn't have a boyfriend or whatever, so you're making some assumptions they're not active, you want them to have that person that they can have a dialogue with, just in case they can't have it with you. Even though my daughter and I are incredibly open with each other. You do want to have that
connection to go to. Absolutely.
Yeah.
With that, we're going to take a really quick break. And, you know, when we come back, we've got a really great show. We're going to be talking about our womanhood and kind of from young to the big
Wherever you wanna go.
Yes.
We love that.
I know. And
it's a great time to be menopausal.
And
it's a great time.
It is because it's really, people are talking about it.
Okay, that's the first time I've ever heard that term. It's great time to be menopausal.
It's a great time to be menopausal. Because it's not your mother's menopause.
Oh, that's good.
Ooh, I like that. Okay, so we're going to come back. Stay with us. I've got some really great giveaways, and when we come back, I'll announce those. And, you know, if you want to get on and talk to us about this topic that we're talking about right now, give us a call here at 805-639-0008 if you're out of the area code. And if you're driving around, pull over and give us a call at 639-0008. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Join us at the Lewis Music Academy this summer and let our family teach your family to love music. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, violin, viola, and cello. We also have a perfect cure for the summertime blues with our rock and roll summer camps. And for your adorable MIDI music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 5. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
Did you hear John down the street passed away? He was so young. Oh, man, wasn't he a single father?
Yes. I have no idea what they're going to do. What would we do if that happened?
Ooh, who would take care of our kids?
Oh, we really need to get a plan in place, but where do we even start?
I am attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who do not plan accordingly. Making a plan to help your family in the event of a tragedy is very important. Let me help you by answering all your questions and show you ideas on how to plan not for future events, but to protect your family from waste and bad investments through the use of a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollars. Mention KKZZ and you'll receive a color upgrade at no additional charge. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at 653-0791 or email us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got Dr. Adrienne Laura here, and she is an OBGYN. We are celebrating women. I do want to give out my Gmail for anybody. We're looking for incredible women who are passionate and at the top of their game in the industry right now, because I want to know why I want them on my show. I want you to tell me in a paragraph or less what you love about them, why you think that they're passionate to you. And if you could give me an email, send me an email at Kim Pagano Show, or actually just do it at kimpagano@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. Also, I do have a giveaway today, and I have Wolf Creek, and it is a restaurant and brewing company. And this one is in off of Agora Road in Calabasas, and I've got a $25 gift certificate from the Kim Pagano Show. And what I want to do is take names, and I will take the fifth caller. Boomer is on the line, and our phone number here is at 805-639-0008. We are going to be talking about women, and kind of like through our life, we're going to kind of just take it all the way up. And also, then at our last part of our show, we have Conquering Back Pain with Dr. Goodman and Peter Park. And we've just got, we've got the doctors in the house, and that's what we're going to be talking about. I do want to kind of do a little shout out. My thoughts and my prayers are with a really good family friend of ours who just had a stroke. And, very young, very vibrant man. And, when that happens, we don't always think about what's going on in our life and if we've made plans or not. And one of my sponsors, I want to give out his name, David Schneider. And David R. Schneider is here in Thousand Oaks. He does living trusts. And, a lot of us, it really made me not be able to sleep the last couple nights, because it's so important to make sure that your family's taken care of. And I don't know if we ever even had that conversation.
You don't have a trust?
No, we don't. And we do now. We're going to have an appointment to have one, because, you know, I see why people put it off.
Right.
But anyways, I do want to give out his phone number. His name is David R. Schneider, and he is on Hillcrest in Thousand Oaks, and his phone number is 805-374-8777. You can also log on to his website, which is www.doctors/law.com.
Okay, so you've confused me a bit. This man, Brian, or David Schneider, is not the one that had the stroke.
No.
Just
no,
making
I thought
this
that
clear.
Too. Okay. He, okay.
No,
so,
no, no. He is an attorney
okay.
that does, you
okay.
know,
so
yeah.
I'm just,
living
I was just
trust.
Confused because you kind of put the two together.
No,
and
no,
so,
no. Because of that situation, you know,
now you're
we
talking
really
about
need,
I
yeah,
understand
we
that.
Need
okay.
to have all of that stuff in place. So I really do want to
and I got
to
tell you, I do want to say that after you have a trust done, and it is hard because you have to make decisions you don't want to make, but after you have a trust done, it takes the worry.
That's what I'm saying.
Out
right.
Of
it's
a
more
lot.
Peaceful. I was married to an attorney, so as soon as we had a son, I mean, there's nothing like having a child that makes you think of these things. And,
right.
Yeah.
We've got four.
Yeah.
And
you
almost
know,
adults.
Yeah.
And you
and,
haven't
you
done
know,
it.
And,
smack
and,
you.
Yeah. And he was talking about, you know, even when, God forbid, your kids are driving and something
right.
happens and you need to, you know, have a, just there's so many things.
Well,
go
and financially
do that.
Protect yourself.
You know, and also I want to tell you, he has an incredible deal for my listeners. So give him a call. That's David R. Schneider. And his
I mean,
phone,
God forbid. The both parents die in some kind of accident and you don't have anything put in. Your kids are, you know, they
You've
lose a lot of
so
their stuff.
You've worked so hard for yeah. everything and it's
right.
out the window.
Right. Right.
So anyways, I do want to give out his phone number at 805-374-8777 or again, his website is www.doctors/law.com. So you know what? Do that for me.
Yeah. Do that
like,
for you.
I've got that appointment already set. So
well, that,
I'm like,
that's who you are, Kim. You talked about yourself being real, and dealing with these sort of things is dealing with reality. I think women do a great job of doing that because they do raise kids, or they do have friends who shake them to reality. Yeah,
right. And you know, yeah. we talked about yeah. that. Women take care of everybody else, but we kind of put ourselves
well,
on the lost on the list,
and we're not complaining. This is what we do. I believe women have a nurturing gene and men have a protective gene. And they actually have, they're isolating the maternal gene in women. They did a study with rats where they isolated what they thought was the maternal gene. And when they did that, the rat who had the little baby rats did not nurture and did not suckle her rats. And so I think we do have a maternal gene that causes us to nurture. We certainly have a nurturing gene, and
yeah.
we do. And we find our value and our identification in how we're needed and how we take care of others. That's great. It's who we are. It's what we do, as long as we don't forget ourselves.
I love it.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Dr. Laura, take us through, you know, we're a young girl. How do we start? What's the best thing that we do for
well,
our
Marcia,
children?
Well, Marcia already brought it up, and she
well,
said...
except we did it off air, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
we did? Okay.
Yeah.
Marcia was talking then, maybe off air, about when do you bring someone to a gynecologist.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that part. There's a segue. You know, I stayed with my pediatrician, I think, till I was at least 13, and I had already started menstruating, and then there was a point where I needed to go to a gynecologist, because a gynecologist is a woman's health specialist. We spend 4 years after medical school studying everything about women and how to take care of women. And so that's why we're a specialist in that area, and that's where you want to go to. And I wind up being almost, and I hesitate to say this, but almost a primary care doctor for women during reproductive and then postmenopausal years. You can stay with your doctor, although here in California we don't state that we're primary care. We are specialists. So for referrals for things like hypertension, you were talking about stroke or diabetes, you go to a primary care doctor. But
right.
insurance companies now don't require a referral from your primary care for a visit a year to a gynecologist, and that's why we get seen without referrals.
Well, and a lot of women, and this is terrible, but a lot of women don't go to a regular doctor every year, but they probably do go to their gynecologist every year.
Sure
so
do.
That's why their uh-huh. gynecologist becomes their primary care.
Right. And the other reason, too, Marcia, is because of that reason that we set up such a relationship. We talked about a collaborative partnership with women, and I do believe that's what women want. They want a relationship with a doctor. They want a doctor to know them and to be able to talk talk and have a conversation with them.
And yeah. have a sense about them.
Yeah, right. and have when a sense of who they are. Yeah. How are the kids? Did you ever go to that knitting class? Did you start nursing school? How's college going? And that sort of thing. Are you still in that relationship? Uh-huh.
Right.
And I've seen women through relationships, through dating, through relationships, engagement, marriage, and then deliver their children.
Wow.
You know, it's an amazing... Oh.
So we were talking about that yeah. shot, right?
Oh,
that,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what. Oh, that's the off-air thing.
Yeah. Right.
We were thinking that we were going to start with taking care of young women. And I wanted to talk to start. I said, I'll start with the Gardasil vaccine. And the Gardasil vaccine. So now there is a vaccine that will give you immunization against human papilloma virus, HPV. Let's backtrack. What is HPV? We found out in the last 10 years, maybe even longer, that human papillomavirus causes cervical cancer. Period. It's sexually transmitted. Period. So we know that cervical cancer now, in 99% of the cases, is sexually transmitted by this virus. And this virus can be obtained sexually. And so we now have discovered a vaccine which can prevent the virus
well, and
recurring.
You can have that virus for years and not know you have it.
This is a great point. We will address that. Let's finish the vaccine, though. So the vaccine has become approved for girls between the age, 9 and 26.
Right.
That doesn't mean that 27-year-olds don't get it, but that's where insurance will pay for it.
Okay, right. And if they've already had intercourse...
Still
you can't
have it.
You can still have it, and you can.
And
you can this is the main point I want to say.
That was a question before.
And if you've had an abnormal Pap smear and you have the virus already, you can still have it.
Oh,
because it'll work. The way that vaccines work is you can have a virus, but the vaccine stops it from replicating.
I do want to say though, my daughter has already had it. Don't wait till your kid, if your kid is not sexually active, please don't wait till they're sexually active to have it.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely not.
Do it beforehand.
But there was a question about that before, that if, you know, I think it was like if you were 22 and if you've already had it, then, okay, so that was
No, you should get it. I'm encouraging. And what's happening, what they're finding out from Merck, which is the company that produces the vaccine, is that pediatricians are not encouraging it enough. They find that gynecologists give it and that we're giving it to the kind of woman you described. Because I'm suggesting that all of my teens and everybody that comes in, I make sure it's part of their routine. And, Kim, that part about giving it early, you know, we give vaccines to our children when they're younger. And when they're older, like the 9 to 11 age group, and I've given all my goddaughters the vaccine, I tell them, well, this is to prevent cancer in your later years. It's we give you vaccines against other things, and these have been tested. And this is for you, Boomer, and you need to know 20-year-olds, okay, in their 20s, sexually active 20-year-olds, 90% of them have human papillomavirus.
Wait, so you're saying boys, too, now?
Boys need it. It was just 90%. Approved.
90%. I don't want you to go over that.
No.
90%. Now,
that
I was
means
just trying to figure
to,
it out. Yeah. If you get married at, let's say, the average age now to get married is 26.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get married at 26 years old and you've been sexually active since you were 17
mm-hmm.
and you only have one partner a year, I'm just, you know, that's 9 partners.
Yeah.
That is a lot of people. And then they had 9 partners and they had 9 partners.
That reminds me of that Saturday Night Live
exactly.
Skit.
You
yeah.
know,
that's
yeah.
a lot of chances.
You got to be smart.
Oh, here's another one. If you've had 3 or more partners in a lifetime, and trust me, by 26, my patients have had greater than 3 partners. If you've had 3 or more, you have a greater than 90% chance of being exposed to HPV.
Ugh.
Wow.
So all my
Dr. Laura, what is HPV so that everybody can know exactly
it's
what that
virus.
Is?
It's a virus. Now, what's another virus? Herpes, HSV, is the virus.
Now, does that cause cancer?
No.
Vaginal warts and stuff also.
Let's go back. Human papilloma virus. It's like, I tell people, it's like BMW. It's HPV. There's a lot of different styles of BMWs. There's a lot of different types of HPV. There's a couple of types that cause warts, and that's a sort of benign type, although I think having warts is not
awful.
A benign thing.
Yeah, that would be
okay,
awful.
Okay, but those don't cause cervical cancer. And then there's a couple of types of HPV that actually cause cervical cancer. A man can carry them and the tip of his penis and can give it to the woman, and it attaches to her cervix, and it can cause her cervix to erode and get lesions that can then turn eventually to cancer. And so that's what happens. The men, this is very serious stuff.
Yeah.
This is, I told my son who's 18, I told him, you are not giving a woman cancer. period. Although we have eliminated cancer with the pap smear and now with the vaccine, we've eliminated a lot of cervical cancer. And the one thing about HPV, you cannot see it. You cannot smell it. You cannot taste it. There's no sound, color. You don't know.
Feel?
Nothing.
No. So it's silent.
And I teach my patients to examine under light before they engage in any kind of sexual encounter. But they can't do anything about HPV. They can't see it. What you can do is you can ask your partner, have you ever had a girlfriend that had an abnormal
pap smear? Okay, so I want to make you, we have to go back. Examine under light. It's a lot easier to examine a man under light than a woman. I mean, there's places you can't see.
That's why she invites you into her for a pap smear.
No, well, maybe, but.
No, but I only take care of women, so I tell them, listen, you need to.
I know, but I have sons too, so I just want you to know that
it
is important for you to get vaccinated because you can't see everything.
You can't see HPV.
Yeah.
I've been talking about this on radio shows in Boston for the last 15 years. We'd get on hip-hop stations and say, what is a sexually transmitted disease that you can't see or smell or taste or hear? Yeah.
Well, even herpes, even though, I mean, that goes dormant in people.
Yes, it does. And or you can't see a lesion, and they could be silent shedding.
Right. And a friend of mine.
Wow, this is.
It's not what it used to be.
Yeah, I mean, years ago, a friend of mine got herpes from oral sex.
Yes.
And
we don't distinguish anymore herpes 1, which used to be just the cold sores in the mouth, from herpes 2. We don't really distinguish because the treatment is essentially the same.
Really?
Yeah. Because because of oral sex, you can bring a cold sore from your mouth to the genitalia. Yeah.
Right.
Unbelievable. Well, you are listening
deep breathe.
I know. Wow.
That's a lot of virus to talk about.
It is a lot of virus.
Let's move on
to
the fun part.
Well, there you go.
What is the fun
having
part?
Having babies was fun for me. Yeah. I love having babies.
And sex.
But I do. Oh,
of course.
Sex.
Yeah, okay.
There
don't
go.
Forget
there
sex
you
is
go.
Fun.
Well, that's what gives you babies.
He just covered his ears. But I do want to remind everybody, you are listening to
Boomer's
the Kim
Virgin.
That's he wants to think that, right? We want to
We're not going to throw Boomer under the bus.
No.
Just leave him alone, okay?
But anyways, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I'm Kim, and I'm so glad you're here today. We are talking
about
celebrating women. We've got Dr. Adrienne Laura, and she is an OBGYN. We're just talking about real stuff. I mean, we're real here. This is it. And, I do want to give out our phone number here at 805-639-0008. If you have a question or, just a topic that you want us to talk about that we're not hitting right now, give us a call here. Also, I do have a gift certificate that I am taking a couple callers' names for, and that is Wolf Creek. It's a really great restaurant out here. There's one in Valencia and one in Calabasas, and it's a restaurant and brewing company, and I've got a $25 gift certificate. So give us a call and talk to Boomer at 805-639-0008. We're going to take a really quick break, and we'll be right back.
Do you ever feel like school gets in the way of your time with your children?
Wait, what do you mean? Doesn't everyone have their children in school all day, then fight with them to get homework finished in addition to everything else that needs to be done?
You must not have heard about Somas Academy Charter School right here in Camarillo.
What is Somas Academy?
Somas Academy has changed our lives. I'm so sorry I haven't shared this with you sooner. Somas Academy is a public school which is aligned with state standards and allows me to school my child on our time, giving us much more time for our family.
I'm not a teacher. How do you do this?
Trust me, I didn't think I could do it either. At Somas Academy, I partner with a great supervising teacher who guides us through the educational process. It's been so successful for us. Not only that, Somas Academy offers individualized learning for kindergarten through 12th grade, friendly teachers, park days and field trips, on-campus enrichment days, and specialized teachers for classes and labs for high school.
Wow, that sounds like a great fit for our family.
Call Somas Academy today for more information at 987-1188, extension 100, or visit their website at somas-academy.org.
Hi, George Thompson here, and you have a friend in the diamond business. Here at my jewelry factory and diamond outlet in Camarillo at the 101 and Las Posas off-ramp in the Target Center, we can save you up to 75% off regular retail jewelry prices. How can I do this? I personally go to the World Diamond Cutting Centers in Israel, Bangkok, and Antwerp to get the best buys on loose diamonds. I have built a jewelry manufacturing factory in Bangkok, Thailand. I've hired world-class goldsmith and jewelers to cast our gold, set our diamonds, and create the finest quality jewelry. I eliminate the middlemen. People think they can get better jewelry prices by going to one of the clubs or the malls or on the internet. But none of them make their own jewelry. They have manufacturers like me who supply them with their jewelry. That's why a half-carat diamond anniversary ring that's $1,590 at Macy's is only $395 here at George Thompson's in Camarillo, right off the 101 in Las Poses in the Target Center next to Staples.
Why go to L.A.'s Wholesale Jewelry Mart when you can get your diamonds factory direct at your friend in the diamond business? George Thompson in the Target Center in Camarillo.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I thank you for all your calls. I want to give out our phone number here at 805-639-0008. And, you know, I know this is a touchy subject, a lot of people, but I'm telling you, Dr. Laura here is so down to earth. You really mm-hmm. just feel comfortable talking to you.
Oh, great. Especially when you start talking about your kids having sex. So that I think it's a little hard for people to hear.
I might not be comfortable with that. I was
But you know what? I do want to say that Gardasil, one of the problems we had with it is our insurance wouldn't cover it if the doctor wrote a prescription. And we ended up, you know, just call your insurance company, ask them how they want to deal with it before you go in the doctor.
I'm going to make a statement because we're talking kind of around Gardasil, and I want to just make a statement about it so it's real clear to your listeners that Gardasil vaccine is a vaccine against human papillomavirus, which causes genital warts and cervical cancer in women. It is now available as an insurance benefit and approved for children and young women, both male and female, between 9 and 26.
And
it's three injections.
It's
three injections. You get an injection at the time, your first injection, then one in 2 months, and then one in 6 months. So it's a series of three injections. Now, what happens to the woman who's over 27, single, and sexually active? She can still get the vaccine. She'll have to pay for it. And each of the three injections is a little over $100.
And is there any way to check whether you have human papillomavirus before you get it, if you have already been sexually active, before you waste your money?
No, because you want to get it either way.
Okay, that's good.
And you can check what we're... Oh, well, that's another thing. This is now a standard on women over 30, because remember this came out that women don't need a pap smear every year unless they carry the virus. So now we're doing this. I want your listeners to know, because a lot of my patients are balking at this. They're married, they're over 30, and we're now doing HPV testing on women over 30 off the pap smear. That's how we test for it. And then it's coming back positive, and they're saying, what the heck? I never have had an abnormal pap smear, and I'm carrying this. It only tells us that now we need to do your pap smear every year instead of every 2 years. Okay?
So, if you haven't had it and you're over 27, can you still get it?
Yes. What? If you were a single woman in her 50s and you've never had an abnormal pap smear like some of my friends, you're going to start dating again with the hope of becoming romantic. The last thing you want to do is get an abnormal pap smear at 50. You know, it would just be devastating. So you should get and pay for your own vaccine so that you will prevent the virus from occurring. So, yeah, single women over 50, go get your vaccine.
Okay, so yeah. I just had somebody text me and ask if they're older, they're divorced, and they're dating. So basically, they
sounds like me.
Okay, so they still need to go get that.
I would do that because
it
doesn't matter what age. It's just that the insurance companies cut it off at 26. Okay, it's the insurance companies, and I really think that we should ask them if we're preventing cancer, we should be able to prevent it at any age, right,
you know,
Marcia?
That's the same thing with breast cancer. Is they now tell you you're not supposed to have
a mammogram
until you're. I've got breast cancer at 48. So I have a real problem when they say you can't have one till 50 because
you would not have known.
I wouldn't have known. Go get it anyway. Pay for it yourself. Be your own advocate.
I agree. That's wonderful. I love that attitude in women. Yeah. Yeah. And be informed.
And you have to be your own advocate.
You have to.
You do nowadays. Yeah. You do.
Because if you let the insurance companies control your life, you'll be dead.
And that is very true because they're trying to save
I'm fighting insurance companies all the time, calling them after seeing patients all day, calling and getting approval for testosterone cream.
Okay, I want
to. I have to call and get approval for that.
Well, we actually have our a guest caller on right now, but we're going to come back to that. So, anybody out there, if you are thinking, okay, I haven't heard about the testosterone
libido.
Yeah, we are going to be talking about that. So, stay with us. Right now, we actually have. Is it Dr. Goodman? Dr. Goodman, are you there? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
He's like, what did I walk
into? I know,
into?
Yeah.
Hi, Dr. Goodman.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Great. It's nice to hear a male voice.
We've got Dr. Laura here.
This libido conversation.
You know when your back doesn't feel well and your sex drive is low?
There you go.
Yeah.
So you're talking about conquering back pain, right?
We are.
Does that help with libido?
You know what? If that's the issue, it certainly would.
There you go. I love
pain,
it.
Pain is, you know, causes all problems. I had a neck injury several years ago and had to have surgery. And I'm fine now, but boy, I'll tell you, I never understood chronic pain until then.
As we were actually just eavesdropping on your conversation before you brought us in on the line, you were talking about be your own advocate. I love that line.
Yes, definitely.
Good for you.
You know what? We also have Peter Park on too, right?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you? We got full house in here. I love it. So
Dr. Goodman is a chiropractor, and Peter Park is a personal trainer, correct?
Yeah.
And a pro surfer? Let's see, the author of the program that...
it's called The Foundation.
Yes.
And tell us what The Foundation is.
The Foundation is a program that really teaches you how to move within your body's fundamental movement pattern. We teach people to... What you just said, be your own advocate. We teach people to really take care of their own pain. You become much less dependent on doctor visits and therapists and chiropractors and all of these things as well. While all of those things are very good for you when done properly, I think we have this inborn ability for our body to heal itself. And what this does is allows your body structurally to go as close to its natural movement pattern as possible. And what we see in a lot of chronic pain, neck, back, hips, knees, ankles, everything, is it's a simple breakdown of proper movement. We're being pulled way too far forward into the front of our bodies. Our shoulders are rounded. Our abs are a little bit too tight. Our back.
And as we all straighten up in here, gosh,
exactly.
I know.
Throw back those shoulders, girl.
Yeah. During this one.
You know, I've been looking at the pictures in your book, and I do a lot of yoga because, as I said, I had breast cancer a couple of years ago and realized that my basic problem in life is I wasn't taking care of myself. And so I do a lot of yoga, and a lot of these positions are very similar to what I do in yoga.
Very similar.
And I do want to let everybody know that we are talking to Dr. Eric Goodman and Peter Park, and their book is Foundation, Redefine Your Core, Conquer Back Pain, and Move with Confidence. That would be nice, wouldn't it? Wow.
So your core is everything, isn't it?
It is, but I think one of the issues out there is that the core is you're only getting about half the story when you think about your abs. And what we've done in this book and what we do with all of our clients of every kind, every athletic ability, every movement ability, every age, is we teach them that the core is not necessarily the front of your body. It's actually quite a bit more based in the back of your body. The lower spine, the glutes and hamstrings are really designed to support and be the central fulcrum of your movement. So if you're focusing in the abs, you're really only looking at half the story.
So, you know, I don't even think of the abs when I think of the core. I kind of think of the whole interior of the body. But
that's good.
You know, and it's funny talking about abs. I've had 4 C-sections, okay? And, you know, so that is hard when you're trying to pull your core back up. It's
Absolutely.
Really that.
Well, I think that's why he's saying you have to work more internal.
And towards the back and the glutes, to pull it back.
Yeah. But it still is really difficult to get your core back. So what is something that you would recommend for that?
Well, immediately, buy the book. Learn the exercise.
I love your book.
I know.
You've got
it's beautiful pictures. And I know that sounds funny, but it really helps to see some very clear, decisive pictures of what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, well, we recognize, number one, that this is very similar to yoga. But the differences that we make in these exercises are the most profound differences you can really make in movement. It's the difference between doing something correctly and doing something incorrectly.
Well, and even when you go to yoga, you'll have instructors that are very... detail-oriented, and instructors that will just let you go through the movement,
exactly.
And they don't really care how you do it. So
exactly, and this book is designed to take the guesswork out of it, and the videos that we're putting out are designed also to take the guesswork out of it and really make sure that the everyday person that reads this, you don't have to have a doctor, you don't have to have any real medical knowledge at all. We're trying to break down the information that you need about proper movement in a way that makes it very easy to learn these exercises. And, you know, don't progress too quickly. Just learn the basics of movement and then let every other movement you do, let yoga, let Pilates and all of these different things become more effective for you because your movement patterns are more sound.
Well, we don't learn these things when we grow up proper movement, but we suffer from it later.
Yeah.
We're doing our best to change that.
I would love to see that program in schools, too.
Yeah,
definitely.
You know, something of that sort where kids were taught how to properly move.
Well, yeah, and they have PE.
Or in gym classes.
Yeah, I mean, that is one of the things that they're doing, but I don't think that they're teaching them how to use their body to,
No.
Now, one of your chapters, actually chapter 3, is the roots of back pain. Talk to us a little bit about, you know, people have a lot of bad movement that they just kind of...
I also want to know, since you're a chiropractor, when do you know to go to a...
Let me answer the first thing on this, on back pain. So what is one of the worst things that you see that people do?
Okay. There's a couple questions here. The first one, for the roots of back pain, and this is actually going to answer a lot of the questions here. Back pain is not a disease in most instances. It is a breakdown of movement that it ultimately becomes painful. And when you get that pain, it's nothing more than your body telling you that something's going wrong. Mm-hmm. We all have degeneration in our spines. We all have herniated discs somewhere along our spine. The difference is that certain people's movement patterns push harder into these areas and create a lot of pain and create a lot of inflammation. One of the worst things you can do when you're in that pain or inflammation is move further into that painful arc, into that mm-hmm. improper range of motion, which a lot of things do. So if somebody has back pain, you know, a trainer or a therapist or a doctor goes and says, you have to strengthen your core. You have to do a bunch of crunches. You have to do all these different things.
They say that all the time.
Strengthen your abs. Yeah. Very often they're pulling much further into that painful pattern, and they're actually hurting themselves worse, creating more of an imbalance in the front of the body to the back of the body. So what we talk about all the time is you have to balance out. And for most people, that means strengthening the back of your body more than the front of your body.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense.
So you're saying that pain is an indicator that you should pay attention is really what it
is.
It's your body's way of saying help. This is screaming at you.
And quite often, if you go to the source of the pain and you're treating that source of pain, that spot where it hurts, you're already in the wrong spot. Hmm. If you're looking where the pain is, you're most likely not looking at the body as a whole body. You're looking at this one thing. You're going to work on that one muscle or that one joint, and all of a sudden you're actually pulling yourself further out of balance than you otherwise would be.
So then to my next question is, how do you know when you should go to a doctor, a surgeon, or a chiropractor?
Well, what I always tell people, I mean, it's ultimately priority. We should go to the least invasive method first. So the least invasive method is going to be, what do I have? You know, you go to like an acupuncturist, you go to a chiropractor, you go to a physical therapist to look if any physical mode is going to help you get out of this pain. If that doesn't work, if you've tried a few different things, you've tried the exercise, you've tried, you know, foundation, you've tried things like yoga, and it's not working, that's when you want to look into the possibility of going to another type of doctor. You know, number one, chiropractors are brilliant doctors. If it's done properly, it works incredibly well, just like MDs and osteopaths are brilliant doctors. And when they use their education well, they can really create some incredible results in people. Mm-hmm.
But the bushy part about chiropractors is there isn't as clear a, you know, when you go to a surgeon, you go to the board and you check out your surgeon and find out who has been certified and if they've been certified in that kind of surgery. And, you know, if there's,
but you're saying when you go to
a chiropractor, to me, I don't know how to tell whether it's a good chiropractor or they're going to, you know, make the issue worse.
Well, I think what you're talking about is like there's health grades, and I think that the same is true for chiropractors as it is for any other form of primary care or specialty care like surgery. You go to somebody that has a lot of experience. You go to somebody that you hear through your network of friends or community is good, and I think that a good doctor gets a good reputation, and it doesn't have very much to do with their personality. It has to do with the results they're able to repeat and the reproducibility of their results in patients. And I think you just have to do your research. There is no way to dictate whether or not somebody is a good doctor.
Yeah, you can't just do a phone book.
Yeah.
But is it, where, this is Dr. Laura, where chiropractic medicine is concerned, is there a board, or you have to pass some boards, don't you?
You have to pass exams. You have to be accredited by the American Chiropractic.
Right. Okay, so you want someone who's, that's what you're looking for, Marcia. Is an accreditation.
Chiropractors are primary care physicians.
Right. I agree.
Very well learned. And they actually
I love chiropractors.
Much more about the physical body than a lot of other forms of medicine do.
And again, you want to find one that is very passionate
exactly.
and that just
yeah.
doesn't go
like
in
Dr.
and go,
Goodman. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. See? So
right. you want to find, and I do not practice chiropractic medicine at all.
Oh.
I only teach exercises and train athletes. And
okay.
So, you know
what?
So let's talk, right now, what are the main exercises that you feel that can really help our foundation and redefine our core? We've got like a couple minutes, and I love your book. I want to give out the name so everybody can get a chance to get one.
What we illustrate in the first workout chapter are five basic exercises. And what these exercises do is they take the guesswork out of how to properly line your core up, how to properly tension your body, how to properly use these muscles as an integrated support chain of muscles instead of trying to isolate one or two muscles. And, you know, really, that's where we send everybody, you know, from the best athletes in the world to the most significantly far-gone back, knee, and hip patients.
Hmm.
Send them to these basic fundamental movement patterns.
Okay. And how often should we do that?
It varies. What we usually recommend is at least 3 or 4 times a week, minimum 20 minutes a session.
Okay.
And what generally happens, though, is once you've done it 5 or 6 times, you start just doing it more frequently. You start starting your day with 3 or 4 exercises, usually the founder, which is our primary exercise, and then 1 or 2 of the other ones. And you literally start your day by turning on the right muscles and turning off the wrong ones. And okay. the day becomes very different. You reinforce these proper movement patterns as you're continuously moving throughout the day.
We've got Dr. Lori Hinn here trying the exercises
right now. I just
did the
founder. Right that feels so
you know
good
what
in
I
my
love?
Lower back.
We'll have to start our morning
I
with
do
these
love,
exercises.
I'm looking through your book, and you have a picture, just for the people that are listening. You have a picture, and it's a man in the position. And then it's superimposed by the actual muscles that are being used, which I love because you sometimes see things in magazines or whatever. You try it and you're like, am I doing this right? Is this the right muscle? So it shows you exactly what muscle that you should be feeling.
There you go. I love it.
Exactly. We did our best. You know, don't pay attention to the funny looking guy in the picture. Just
who is that guy?
The muscles.
I thought that was, I had that feeling when you said, I love the back
extension one because you show that the spinal, well, I guess that's the muscle that goes across the spinal cord or I don't know what's called that. What's a muscle? Anyway, you show exactly where it's supposed to be affecting. I love this.
We're really doing our best to not just present, you know, a couple exercises. We have a lot of information.
It's a very
it
great
like a strap muscle when you do that. Like one of the straps or
so,
when you do the adductor.
Dr. Goodman and Peter Park, where does everybody get your book?
You can go to our website, foundationroots.com.
Okay.
And there's links to, you know, the enhanced ebook and also the book at Amazon and other places like Barnes & Noble.
Okay.
I mean, we haven't really mentioned the celebrity side of this, that a lot of celebrities have done your program, Matthew McConaughey, Rob Lowe, Lance Armstrong, which
yeah,
is...
That's a huge one.
Because
and
when
he
I
actually...
think of him doing the Tour de France, that must be so painful.
Yeah, the athletes break down at a rate that is, you know, equal to, if not faster than, a lot of other people. You know, quite often, even some of the best athletes in the world, we've gotten to work with some really interesting people, and every one of them has this same pattern breakdown. It has very similar pains to the everyday stuff that we all have.
Hmm.
And, it's been really wonderful to see, again, we're able to reproduce this result in so many different body types and so many different starting points by simply bringing the people back to a balanced, primitive movement pattern.
The other thing that this kind of exercise does is if you hold tension in one particular part of your body, like I tend to hold it in my neck, it helps me to balance myself out so that I don't do that.
Yeah, it disperses the forces. I mean, we have this tagline. We teach you to use gravity to your benefit, ultimately. And it works really well.
Right.
You learn how to use these chains of muscles properly. You literally reinforce proper movement and proper health throughout the day.
Right. And I love that just radically redefine your core. I mean, one step at a time. And it really is a really great book.
I like the idea that they're teaching people about their core because I don't think since yoga's become more in vogue, I think people are understanding more about core, but I've not heard it used commonly.
We
Alone Pilates.
We have a ton of information to share with you.
I'm really excited. And, you know, we'll have to bring you back on because I know we just touched on it. And, I love where it's going. So I thank you for being a part of my show, the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right. You got it. Have a really great day. All right. So, this hour is gone by. And we just went from our, our privates to our back, to our body. And I think that, we said we were going to touch on a little bit of our libido, right?
Okay.
And we've got like just a second. And what we'll do is we'll bring you back on because we've got lots to talk about.
Oh, there's more.
I know. So, I know that relationships, men and women have it where, we get tired in our relationships and you could maybe our sex lives kind of start to hinder. Right?
Right.
And it could be the woman, it could be the man. What is there anything that we could just talk about that we'll bring you back on and then we'll kind of finish up with that?
Yeah, I'll give a teaser. The youngest woman I ever had come in for low libido was 17. The oldest was 73. So the gamut is there, and there's not a lot of study been done.
It doesn't really depend on your age.
It really doesn't, although we see the greater majority of that as peri- or postmenopausal because there is a physiologic reason for it happen. When estrogen decreases, so does testosterone. So currently we're using testosterone preparations in a very small dose. You will not grow a beard or get acne or become a man, but small doses to increase your libido, and it works.
And if somebody's had something like breast cancer, I'm very careful about how much things I take, like estrogen. I don't even eat too much soy because of that. So do you have to be careful with that?
Yeah, you do, but that is almost another topic because dry vagina can occur when you don't have estrogen, and my breast cancer patients, when I work with their oncologist, are able to use something.
Okay, gosh. Dr. Laura, give out your phone number. Or we'll just post you on my Facebook.
Oh, super.
Thank
you.
For everybody to see. So I know we're like down to the wire here. Of course, I want to thank you for being a guest on our show.
Absolutely. I enjoyed myself.
Marcia, thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll be here again tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
And Boomer, great job on the board. And of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today is hope is not a plan. Hope that things get better. Hope something changes. Hope is not to be confused with faith. Hope is not a plan. So, we just have to
make it action.
Yeah.
Put hope into action.
Yeah. And make things, put it on your list. Like we were talking about, we're always last on our list. Put that on the top.
I tell patients the real woman makes it happen.
Ooh, yeah. I like that. Well, I thank all of my listeners for being here today. And for any reason you missed any part of our show and maybe you were driving and you couldn't take a note or anything, you can hear me again this afternoon from 3 to 4. And we'll be back again tomorrow. We're here Monday through Friday. And remember, check out my website, thekimpaganoshow.com, and also become a fan on my Facebook, Kim Pagano Show. Like us. So we'll talk to you later. It's been great. I'm Kim. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'll talk to you tomorrow.